Chapter 1. Unknown. Sometimes you need to cut ties with people. And sometimes those ties are arteries. Shamefully, I should have learned more by now with my time on this earth, but life never quite happens how it should. What I have learned, though, is the world is not black and white, despite the ignorant, naive fuckers who live by that philosophy. No. It's many shades of fucked up, and I've been in the gray for a long time. People will always believe what they want. A few who know the whole story see me as a hero, a martyr of the fallen. I'm not a hero, though. I don't pretend to be something I'm not. I also don't see the need or pleasure in categorizing myself. Many people see me as the villain, and to that I say, then I'll be the fucking villain.
Chapter 2. Avery. Lilydale Foundation Center. From the outside, it almost looks normal. The pristine white marble columns, neatly trimmed vines and bushes, and an obscenely disgusting amount of roses everywhere. Roses, really. With a name like Lilydale, they could have at least used some of the ridiculous amount of money they make to put actual fucking lilies in the garden. Maybe the roses are a metaphor. The sharp thorns being dangerous, despite looking like pretty little harmless flowers. If it wasn't for the huge black metal gates surrounding the property and guards with guns, you'd almost believe it was a nice place to be. Maybe that's what they want them to believe. Or at least, us. Avery. It looks lovely, don't you think so? I look over at Margaret, my designated social worker. Her perfectly trimmed bob-styled brown hair makes her look older than she actually is. I'm sure it's all a ruse. You don't take up a job dealing with fucked-up kids with the appearance of a young 25-year-old, especially when I'm only 5 years younger than her. She wants us to believe we're not as messed up as we are. She has it all wrong, though. If anything, her fitted power suit and expensive haircut remind me how privileged she is. Props to her for taking on a job like this. But I bet she's never known struggle in her entire life. She probably went to an Ivy League school and never had to worry about things like money or food. Hell, her parents are probably still together, sailing on a yacht somewhere in the Caribbean. It looks like hell, I reply in a monotone voice. Margaret plasters on a warm, encouraging smile. It's really the best outcome. I think you'll like it here. I scoff. It's a glorified juvenile prison, Margie, not an academic facility to give me a bright, shiny future. Let's not pretend it's more than what it is. But it might give you a future. We were lucky to get this option. The other one. She trails off, swallowing her words and shifting uncomfortably. She doesn't have to finish the sentence. I already know what the alternative was. Prison. After all, isn't that where you go when you murder someone? I still remember the judge's voice, scolding me when he read out my sentencing in court. I barely paid attention, too dazed and in disbelief from the mess I found myself in. From the moment the words guilty left the head juror's mouth, all I could hear was a buzzing in my head as everything else faded out around me. The only reason I was even here was because a spot had opened up at the elusive Lilydale Foundation Center, and some new baby attorney wanted to make his mark in the profession and argued for it. Who cared either way? I was already a mess, and no matter where I ended up, I was still going to be a mess. The downside about coming here is that they are going to try to rehabilitate me into a functioning member of society, fully funded by mysterious donations. Prison is supposed to do the same, if you ever get out. I suppose if you're a murderer, you're always going to be branded by that. It doesn't matter how much you change, you'll always be known for what you are. I have no idea why people would want to donate to a facility like this. I guess if you are rich with cash to throw around, it doesn't matter where it goes. It looks good for you, and you just claim it back as a tax write-off. Win-win situation. The attorney told me I was lucky they even considered this option given the charges. Not to mention, it's apparently extremely difficult to get a spot here. Lucky. I don't consider myself lucky. They just want